Don't even look at the screen. John chapter 20, verse 7. And the face cloth which had been on his head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. This is talking about when they entered into the tomb where Jesus had been. And they found all the linen wrappings, and they found the what they called the face cloth. And it wasn't laying with the linen wrappings. It had been rolled up, like he had taken the time to take it off of his head, and then he took the time to roll it up and place it. And what that reminds me of is Lazarus. When Jesus got word that Lazarus was sick, and his disciples are saying, "Lord, let's go, because Lazarus is sick." And Jesus says, "No, not yet." And he waited three more days. The thing is, God's not in a hurry. Not because you don't need him right now, but because he knows when you really need him. And it's going to happen, whatever it is, it's going to happen. It might just be three more days. So I'm not in a hurry this morning. I'm going to wait on him to do all that he wants to do this morning. And I wasn't going to do something, but now I think I have to do something. And I want to make sure everyone is clear on where I am and where I stand and why I do what I do. Because I'm not about to do what I'm going to do because I'm trying to raise anyone else above anybody else, okay? God is not a respecter of persons. I'm not a respecter of persons, okay? I don't love anybody in this church more than anybody else except my wife. And if you don't understand that, then we'll talk about that later. There's people going through things. And God brought to... Okay, so we started our hour of prayer from 9 to 10 today. Tammy and I started in the nursery, and I felt bad about the kids not having a place to go in the nursery. So I moved us to the office, and I made Tammy mad, but it's okay. I'm just teasing. But we spent the hour in prayer, and in that hour of prayer, God brought back to my memory a portion of Scripture, and I've preached on it in this church before, where Moses is on the like on the cliff above the battle. And the battle's happening, and his hands are raised. And when his hands were raised, the battle was victory. But when his hands started to fall, the enemy started to defeat. And so Aaron, I'm going off the cuff here. So if I get something wrong, I promise you I'm not a heretic. I just got it wrong, okay? I believe it was Aaron and Hur that took Moses because they saw him getting tired, and they placed him on the rock. Go figure. And so they placed him on the rock, and then his hands are still starting to fall because you can't hold your hands in the air forever. And so they got one of them under one arm and one under the other arm, and they just like stood there with his hands propped up so that there could be victory in the battle. And so I know of a couple of battles, and there's one in particular, and it's not because of anything. Please don't ever think that I'm doing something because of any other reason than I just believe God wanted me to do it this morning, because I know how hard the battle is that they're going through. And so she's going to probably get mad at me, and I just don't care. I'm going to steal your chair, please, Sister Liz. I'm going to move this out of the way. And I'm going to get Trudy, get over here. And I'm not going into detail because it ain't none of y'all's business. And I don't even know the details because I can't tell you even if I wanted to. But I know that this lady needs our prayers. And she needs them in a way because she needs the strength to get through what she's going through. The court dates and the testimonies and the things that the kids are going through that she's having to be there with them through and watch them go through, and the tears that are being cried and the questions that are being asked and the things. This is not just for Trudy, but this is for Keithan and this is for Hayden. And this is for Dexter and Seth and Jay. This is for every one of them. I did it, didn't I? I knew I'd get them eventually. But it's for every one of them. And so I want to just take the time, because Jesus rolled up the cloth and set it aside, we're going to take the time to lift Trudy up in prayer. But she didn't have to be the only one sitting in this seat. When we get done with her, if you need to sit in the seat, it's open. And you don't have to worry about you close your Bibles. You're not going to hear another verse out of me. Because I think what we're doing right here is way more important. And if that upsets you, you can fire me. And I'll just get more sleep, you know. Would you lift your hands towards Trudy? You see that? Do you see that? Yes. Heavenly Father. Oh my God, I thank you. I thank you that you hear my prayers. I thank you, God, that you hear Trudy's prayers and her cries and her pleas. God, I know that you hear. And God, I know that you've seen and heard all things. And I know that she doesn't have all the answers that her kids ask her. But I know that she has you, God. And I pray right now, Lord, that as she goes forward into every court appointment, every testimony, Lord God, that everything that she does, Lord God, that she knows that you will be with her through every moment. God, I know that you are doing amazing things. I don't know what it is, God. I don't know what it's going to look like, but I know and believe. And I trust you enough, God, to believe and to say you're going to set all things good. You're going to make it good. I don't know how quickly. And I don't know how you're going to do it. But I just believe you're going to do it, God. Your word says it. I believe it, God. Father, give her confidence. Give her peace, God. And give her favor with man and favor in the courts, God. And God, I pray for Keithan, Hayden, Dexter, Seth, and Jay, Lord. I just believe they're here at the right time, God. And I'm so grateful
that when you did what you did, that I never imagined all that you were doing. I thank you for Trudy, her commitment, her dedication, God, to this church, her love for you. God, I thank you. Oh, Jesus. Move, God. Move, Lord. Oh, yes, Jesus, I thank you. Yes, Lord. I see all the hands, Lord. All the hands, God. Let us be lifted hands in the midst of our battle, God. Jesus, I thank you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, Jesus' name. Yes, Jesus' name. Your
Father, right now we come against anything that Satan will be putting in the court.
Yes, Jesus, I thank you. Shut up. 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 Shut up.
Amen. Shalada kiyam na hodo. Amen. Shalada kiyam na hodo. Shalada kiyam na hodo. Halada kiyam na hodo. Amen. Jesus. Jesus. Yeah. I don't know how long we're going to be here, folks. If you get to the place you need to go, Like if you're getting hungry, thirsty, and you just have to go, know you're blessed. Nobody mad, upset at you. We're going to be here as long as we need to be here. Okay? I don't know what to say. If you get mad at me, I love you anyway. Because I'm not going to stop. What else are we praying about, Miss Amber? Alex? Yeah? Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Anybody that's not familiar with Alex, her son, he is 11? 10. And is on the autism spectrum. And he's a good kid. He's a good kid. He can't help some of what he's dealing with and going through. He didn't do it. It's not his fault. He just needs help to know how to deal with it, how to process it, how to express it healthy, in a healthy way, a healthy manner. So, is he across the street? Praise Jesus. Because we have something across the street, praise God. Amen. And we have nursery attendants, I'm just saying, thank you, Jesus. Rochelle, Carolyn, could not thank you enough for that ministry and your willingness to be back there. My goodness. So, we're going to pray for Alex. Sister Amber standing in for Alex. He's across the street. But we're going to believe that every prayer we lift up is going to go straight from us to the Lord and from the Lord to Alex. And God's going to do an awesome thing for Alex. Heavenly Father, I thank you for Alex. I thank you, Lord. I've heard the young man pray, and he has a heart for prayer, God, and a heart for you. And I pray right now, Lord, that you would touch him, Lord, that you would give him, Lord, just a touch to heal any anger issues he's having, any battle that he's fighting internally that he doesn't even know how to express, Lord God. I pray that you would touch him from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet, Lord God, and that he would find the words he needs to express, Lord God. He would be calm. He would rest in you, Lord God, and know that you are with him every step of the way, that he would not have to be angry. He would not have to be upset, God, that he could find joy and joy unspeakable, Lord God, that he could find peace, Lord, that he doesn't even know where it comes from, Lord God, but it just comes, Lord. Bring him your peace, your heavenly, your holy peace, Lord God, and I pray that you, Lord, God, I pray that you would heal any brokenness. You would heal, God, any emotional issues that he's battling, God. That you would heal them right now, Lord. Let him have your peace, God. Help there to be peace in their home, Lord God. Father, I pray there would be rest in the home, joy in the home, and peace, God. I pray that you move in a mighty way, God. Do what others think you can't do, Lord. Do what others have said is impossible, God. Heal parts of Alex that others have said was impossible to be healed, God. We know nothing's impossible with you, God. Show them, Lord. Show them, God. Like Elisha dared him, put more water on it, God. Because he had faith, Lord.
I express faith. You can burn wet wood. You can heal out. Any part and every part. Oh, such a smart young man, such a blessed young man. I thank you, God. Move, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, Lord. Amen. Yes, Lord. Jesus, Jesus. Oh, God. Thank you. Yeah, absolutely. Jesus. I had a message today called What You Need Is Jesus. I didn't get to preach it, but y'all got to see it. Mark chapter 5 and 6, there were so many times that there were things needed, things asked of Jesus, people he came across. Whether it was the man with the demon-possessed man that was breaking chains. Every time they bound him, he'd just break the chain off. The woman with the issue of blood and Jairus, whose daughter was sick. Like everywhere Jesus went, he found people that had problems and had issues. Guess what? It's not hard to find too many people that have problems and have issues. Wasn't hard then, it's not hard now. All you have to do is look and all you have to do is listen. And you can find people that have things that they're struggling with. Some physical, some emotional, some spiritual. And they don't even understand the spiritual. And every one of those things that Jesus came across, he dealt with them. He cast the demon out of the man. Which I think was just amazing. One, he sent the demons, legion, because we are many, he says. Yeah, he wasn't enough. Sent them into the pigs. And the pigs run away. And I'm trying to remember, because it seems like one translation says they run into the sea and one they run into a run off a cliff or something. I don't remember what the result, what happened to the pigs. I wasn't worried about the pigs. They drowned. I think they should run off a cliff and drown, maybe. I don't know. But they were gone. The legion was gone. And the man was so healed that people had a hard time understanding it. Because when God moves in a certain way and changes us completely and transforms us, there are certain people that will have a hard time seeing that. They see a difference, but they have a hard time wrapping their mind around what that difference is. And then you had Jairus, whose daughter was sick, and it's one of they're all my favorites. I just can't choose just one, but Jesus shows up and they're like, man, she's gone. She's dead. And Jesus says something like, she's not dead, she's asleep. And they laugh at him. Poor guys. And Jesus says, basically, get up and walk. Stand up. Live. Breathe. Paraphrasing all of those things. And she gets up. And the woman with the issue of blood, I love it because it says that she had been dealing with the issue for so long and she had spent so much money, like all the money she had, trying to get that issue dealt with and had gone to doctor after doctor after doctor. Some of y'all know what that's like. How frustrating it can be to walk out of the doctor's office with maybe more questions than answers. Still not knowing exactly what's going on. They can't explain to you what's happening. They don't have a diagnosis. They don't have a, you know, something they can say, oh yeah, this is it. That moment when they say, hey, this is what's wrong with you, is tremendous. It kind of doesn't matter how bad it is. If you just know what's happening, there's something about just knowing. Like with Jacob, when he was losing all that weight, and they finally said, you know, it's this, you see what she said. Just having that answer was so tremendous. And she says, if I just press in and just touch just the edge. Like, she didn't need a handful. It doesn't take a handful of Jesus. Just a touch. And amazing things can happen. And I think for her, the key was the seeking. Because she had heard about him, obviously. She knew that crazy things were happening with Jesus. And so she says, if I can just touch the edge, maybe something will happen. Seek me and I'll be found, he says. Let me find Psalm 53. Uh-oh. Psalm 53, verse 2. God has looked down from heaven upon the sons of men to see if there is anyone who understands, who seeks after God. He's looking for those that are seeking after him. I'd personally rather be found seeking. Right? He did what he did for the woman with the issue of blood because she was seeking. I hear people talk about certain churches or certain types of church, and they call them seeker churches. And they say it with kind of a seeker churches. It's a seeker church. Heaven forbid we have seeker churches. God forbid that we have people seeking after him, even if they don't know who or what he is. They're just seeking more, seeking something. If we're not a seeker church, I don't think today happens. If we don't have people in this place seeking after him, we have to be seekers. I mean, we have to be. You want something from him? Seek after him. Seek ye first the kingdom, and all these things will be added unto you. Where does it start? With the seeker. I believe. I wish I could tell you everything I believe. I believe God's doing amazing things that we've just not even seen yet. That he's birthing new things and new wine's being made. I love that. And I've been listening to that song probably way too much. In the crushing, in the pressing, you're making new wine. Because I'm pressed on all sides and grateful to be so. Praise God, I'm a great. I mean, just keep pressing, Lord. Because I'm seeking. And I don't know what you walked in here, what you thought you were going to find when you walked in here today. I pray you thought you were going to find something. I pray we're not here just out of routine or some obligation, but that we're here expecting to see him, meet him, experience him. There's lots of church online options today.
But there's nothing like being in His presence. And I will take His presence any day of the week. I'm grateful for the moments that I get to experience Him, and I'm grateful to experience Him with you today. I'm glad you were here. But I don't want to leave this place without you having the opportunity to sit in this seat I'm in. Because I don't want anybody to walk out here, man, I wish I would have done that. Don't wish you would have done it. Don't miss the opportunity.
This is how I fight my battle.
I'll give you 3 seconds. Time's running out.
No, I'm just
kidding. Absolutely.
This is how I fight my battle. Yeah. This is how I fight my battle.
Yes, Jesus. Amen. Yeah. Ooh. Amen. Amen. Yes. Jesus.
Do it.
Yes.
Don't pull it over their head. Don't say you own it. Someone help
them. Amen.
And know that when you're tired and weary, you know that day, ask for help.
Amen.
Let someone help you out. It doesn't mean you're working. You can't do the work.
Amen. 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 In due season. Yes. Okay. Amen. 3, 2. Okay. Greater is He that is in me. Greater is He that is in me. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. Heavenly Father, I thank You. I am so grateful that You still move, God. That You still come to this place to minister to the needs of Your people, God. That You still speak to us, God. That You still come down from heaven and give us your spirit and your presence, God. I thank you that you still move, God, in signs and wonders. I thank you that you still give prophetic visions and words, God. And I thank you that we are a spirit-filled church that can experience all of this, Lord. And that as we continue to seek you with our whole heart, that we will find you. And when we find you, God, you will transform us. And you will make us all that you wish us to be, God. That you are moving. You are blessing. You are doing great things, God. And that your greatness will not be overcome, Lord. Your greatness will continue to expand. For you will become greater, God. And I'm okay with becoming less. That, Father, people would see more of you and less of me, Lord. God, I pray that every word that we've prayed today, for every person that we've prayed today, God, that you would do that thing that we've asked. And you would do it, God, quickly and profoundly. Oh, God, I thank you for your spirit and your presence here. Let us walk out of here knowing we were in church, God, in the presence of Almighty God, immersed in his spirit and experiencing his power. God, I thank you. Bless us as we leave here. Keep us, God. Light our path. Oh, Jesus, we praise you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Amen. That'll do.